This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the 24th day of Ramadan, which means that tonight is one of the odd nights of Ramadan al-Kareem. Rasulullah ﷺ, we know from his hadith that, as we said before, he said, search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan al-Kareem, and in those last 10 nights, search for it in the odd nights. May Allah bless those who are in i'tikaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their i'tikaf. The best reward for i'tikaf is that you get Laylatul Qadr, insha'Allah, definitely. Because you are in the house of Allah, you are a guest of the house, you are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are in i'tikaf, you have dedicated yourself to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And provided you fulfill the rights and the duties of i'tikaf, which is that you do not engage in any worldly matters, you don't leave the area of the masjid unless it is something which is critical. For example, to pick up your food, or for example, to go to the toilet or something if it is outside the masjid i'tikaf area. But other than that, it is not even permitted for you to go and attend Salatul Janaza if it happens during that time, because Salatul Janaza is a Fard Kifaya. It is not Fard Ain, it is not Fard on you, and therefore you are not even permitted to do that if you are in i'tikaf. Anyone leaving who is doing the Sunnat i'tikaf of the last 10 days of Ramadan al-Kareem, if he or she leaves the masjid space, the i'tikaf area, and steps out for whatever reason which is not within the Shari permissible reasons, then that i'tikaf has been broken. And it has to be made up by coming to the same masjid in a state of fasting and completing that time, which is, if you broke one day, then you complete that one day. We ask Allah to save us from that. We ask Allah to enable us to benefit completely from this. In this Laylatul Qadr, we know Rasulullah ﷺ taught our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, when she asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I should find Laylatul Qadr, what dua must I make? And he said, Say Allahumma innaka afuwun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are the forgiver, you are the one who forgives, you are the most forgiving. You love to forgive, so forgive me. Sometimes we add, and this is in Tirmidhi also, there is a addition of the word Kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. If you say that, it is not haram or something like this, but always remember, if Rasulullah ﷺ taught a particular dua, if he taught something in a particular way, then adding or subtracting diminishes the reward, right? You will still get reward, but you will get much more reward if you do it exactly how he taught it. And how he taught this dua was, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. So let us make this dua. Another very important dua to make is that for husnul khatima, for a good ending, an ending on iman, an ending with the kalima, and ending at a time and in a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Because Rasulullah said, innamal amalu bil khawatim. He said, the deed depends on how it ends. And our whole life is a series of deeds. And how it ends, that last deed, is the most important deed. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for husnul khatima, whatever Allah chooses for us, inshallah. And we say, oh Allah, give us Allahumma inni asaluka husnul khatima. You can say this in any language, you don't have to say it in Arabic only. O Allah, give me a good ending, an ending where you are pleased with me. I make this dua for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you the best ending, when he is pleased with you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receive you with honor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receive you with his mercy and his grace and his generosity. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمُ